Hello, and welcome to episode 58 of Smooth Traffic. I've been waiting for about 5 minutes for John to start this, and he's just been rambling on to himself. So, we've been away for a while, but we're back. Me, hooray. Rob King, you heard the dulcet tones of Ben Lazarus Pierce there.
Hello.
And, of course, the irritating sound of Jonathan Johnny Edge.
I'm here to sandpaper your minds.
Oh. Unfortunately. At least it's just your mind.
Yeah, that's true.
So, we return with two items of massive news. Ben, you're now a father.
I am indeed.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Good work, Ben. You did say it only took you a minute to do, so
I think that's
too much praise. But yeah, top work.
We're pleased and proud of you.
Thanks.
But anyway, on to more important stuff.
Yes, on to the bigger news. Johnny and I are taking a summer road trip.
Hey.
Ben would have been coming, but he's just become a father. So, yeah. It ain't
apparently
happening.
I can't bring the boy.
No, he can come.
Yeah, he can come. You can't.
See, normally I'd be quite happy with that and give me a bit of a rest, but you just, like, Johnny and his parenting guidance he's given me earlier on means that you wouldn't even make it out of the UK before you killed him, so thank you anyway.
Yeah, I'm not even allowed to hold the GoPro. Unless there's an emergency.
Oh, very valid.
Scary
point.
Thought. Yeah, a smooth traffic summer road trip, the traditional thing that we somehow managed to be able to do still.
So are you going to go down to Cornwall in the soft top?
No.
Yeah, we're doing Land's End to John.
No.
No, we're treating ourselves this time.
Good.
We've decided that we deserve something good for once.
Something magnificent.
Yeah, something really classy, and because we are classy. Me and King, easily the classiest members of Smooth Traffic. So elegant, it's ridiculous. But I have been commissioned to write a couple of articles about the Porsche Panamera e-hybrid Sport Turismo, or Sport Turismo e-hybrid. Anyway, it's got a lot of words in the name, but all you need to know, it's a very, very comfortable Grand Tourer that uses a V6 petrol engine and electric motors, and it's very advanced, very high tech, and basically it's the Starship Enterprise, and we're going to drive right across Europe, all the way into the Czech Republic, visit some breweries, see some friends, and then drive all the way back again. And it's going to be interesting to see how efficient it is, how comfortable it is. Is it the best hybrid money can buy right now? It's in with a shout, I think. And basically just see how we get along with the car, basically. And we're borrowing a nice new Panamera to do it in. So, exciting times.
So, the hybrid, it's not a plug-in, is it? It's a charge-to-go, what do you call it?
It can be plugged in.
Okay.
It can be plugged in. I'm not sure we're going to really, because I don't want to get too much into the hybrid lifestyle here. I'm not that interested in plugging it in every 5 minutes.
I sort of don't see the point in that type of hybrid person.
No.
When you plug it in and then you get sort of 30 miles out of it, it just seems like a waste of time. So one that charges as you go, that makes more sense to me anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we're going to do. And essentially, if you drive it fast enough, it should recharge quicker. So I think there'll be a
anything,
bit of that.
Yeah, you create power by doing that, Johnny, isn't more than you burn. So
yeah,
if you go fast enough, it will create a perpetual motion.
That's how dynamos work.
Exactly.
Well,
not the magician.
Run out of fuel.
I thought not. Oh, not the magician.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah, never mind. We're gonna just drive over there. We're gonna stop in a few interesting places along the way, hopefully. Mm. But yeah, I'm not gonna stop to plug it in every 5 minutes. Can we live with it? And can we get decent sort of figures from it, have a good time, be comfortable, and will it just do everything we want it to do and not have to stress about all this hybrid stuff, basically? And you know, if we don't have much electric power, we'll get over it, won't we? It should be easy to live with, especially for the price, because this car, spec'd as is over £100,000, so it should not come with any compromises, really, I think.
Oh, yeah, it's a serious amount of money, isn't it? So,
yeah, serious amount of money, serious kit, very, very technologically advanced. It should be something we can get in, drive it to where we want it to go, not worry about it, not have to think about charging if we want to, and it should still do a very, very good job. And yeah, should be good. It's an interesting colour, this one. It's going to be an amethyst, which is kind of a purple metallic. Mm. It's going to have fluorescent greeny yellow brake calipers, because all the Porsche e-hybrid models get fluorescent green touches. Nice. Unless you tell Porsche you don't want it, but I think they have in this case. And a white leather interior.
White so it's, with Kingy in there driving through Europe. With
yeah, you didn't tell me it was white leather interior.
Yeah, it's white leather interior. So
take a towel for him to sit on.
Well, I was going to say, if we can borrow his nappies for King.
You'd need about 14 nappies to fit.
Yeah, we'll just staple a load of them together and just sort of roughly wrap them round. That should do the job, shouldn't it?
Yeah, cool. So, have you picked a road trip album yet? That's an important thing.
No, we have not.
No, we haven't.
Come on, guys, think this through.
But, Ben, you're the tech expert. Surely we can just use Spotify on the Porsche.
Do you remember when you guys went to... you did the One Tank to Frank challenge, didn't you?
Yeah.
In the CRV?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, diesel CRV.
And then you swung by my place on the way back and said that the radio was knackered and you couldn't get it to work. You couldn't link it up to your phone or something like that? Or was that the HRV you tried another time?
But I can't remember, but...
I don't know. All I remember about One Tank to Frank and the radio is that we listened to Jack FM while we were crawling through Belgium. And that played all of the hottest tracks from the late 80s and early 90s. Because that music has only just got over there, I believe. So...
It was a good radio station. I remember Honda.
You struggled anyway. That's what I was going to get at.
Yeah, it was Honda's infotainment system. It's absolutely awful. I don't know if it still is, but back then it was easily the worst infotainment system I've ever come across.
I mean, I had it working within awful 5 minutes of being in the car, but that's not a problem.
Yeah, but
boo.
So, did you say where you were going to go with the road trip?
Yes.
I can't remember.
No, Europe.
I'm sleep deprived, guys. You need to help me out here. I can't either. I've forgotten, or you didn't do it.
No, John didn't allude to where we were going. We are taking a modern grand tour of European countries, Ben.
Mm.
So we'll obviously be travelling over to France, making our way through Belgium, popping into the Netherlands to visit Rotterdam.
Yeah.
Nice. Heading over to Germany, where we'll spend a night and have some wunderbar times.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll reach our destination in the Czech Republic, where we shall be visiting, as John said, many breweries.
Lots of breweries. Czech and tradition, sausages, so it's got to be done.
Sausage shops. I don't really know pork. What else you get from... Yeah, meat
we'll
and
be
beer.
Eating lots of pork. Yeah,
don't,
pork
don't
and beer.
Don't turn up and ask for sausage shops, because you might end up somewhere else.
I can't remember now, but I think we were going to stop in Leipzig as well.
Okay.
Just for a spot of lunch on the second day, perhaps. Because, like, day one, we're going to go into Rotterdam for lunch and then go and stay over in Germany for the night. Have some beers at some sort of beer house. And then, obviously, carry on the next day. Travel down, I think, Leipzig, somewhere in the eastern part of Germany. Then cut across the border and, head sort of roughly Prague direction, really. I think we're going to be staying a bit outside of Prague, but that sort of direction. It's King's first time in the Czech Republic, which I'm so excited about because, honestly, the Czech Republic is one of the most fantastic places you can visit. It's a brilliant country,
also,
lovely
King,
people.
It's really cheap, which is just like you.
Yes, so, I know. I've already done the research on that, Ben.
Yeah, it's fantastically cheap.
There. Excitingly cheap. In fact, if we were going anywhere else, we probably wouldn't be able to go anywhere because, obviously, I probably can't afford to stay anywhere in the EU for more than 2 days.
Yeah,
and
includes the UK as well,
and the UK,
his own house. Doesn't count.
Yeah,
he's got a tent in the garden.
Yeah, we're gonna do. There's incredible things to see in the Czech Republic. Beautiful country, spa towns, natural parks, Prague, which is like a beautiful city. Czech beer is like world famous. There's lots of great breweries we can visit and stuff like that. Heritage sites like. There's so much to do there, and it's just a great place to visit. And I'm
nice
very
pictures.
Excited to see my friends again over there as well. Because
Rob.
Well, I'm going to try and ignore Rob until we get there, and then only talk to him once we've arrived.
John just likes seeing people he knows in unfamiliar places.
Yep.
And you're going to go to Sweden as well?
Yes.
Just when you leave the Porsche garage. I think technically an IKEA is like a military base.
Oh, I see.
So if you pop into IKEA, which is next to the Porsche garage, and get a hot dog for a pound, or are they 50p? It's something obscene.
I mean, if they are that cheap, I am contemplating possibly challenging King to an eating contest because, and we've already talked about this, me and King, in the Czech Republic, there will be hefty portions of quite, what's the word for it, stew-like foods and potato and pork and stuff like that, really rich, filling food. So,
and John thinks he's going to eat more than me.
What?
I know.
Hey, I am well on my way to 20 stone. And I'm chugging along nicely. The race to 20 stone is well and truly on, and I think I've got the lead at the moment.
Oh, you definitely have, John, because I've been losing weight to make room for all the stuff I'm going to eat in the Czech Republic.
I don't know what it is in stone, but at the moment I am around 97 kilos, which I would call beastly. So, yeah, I think I'm ready to take King on.
Let me just get that in stone for you, John.
I reckon it's about 14 and a half?
That's 15 and a quarter.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
So that does mean that you're heavier than me now.
Yeah, so, but I'm taller and better looking as well. And that obviously adds a few kilos, doesn't it? So.
Shocking. Let's just remember, though, John, when I was heavier than you, the difference in our times at that go-kart track suggested that tall and better looking doesn't necessarily mean faster.
No, that's true, actually.
So,
So I need to lose
weight.
1-0
for the
time.
Ugly guy. Oh, no, hang on.
I'm not really taking it that seriously because I'm already drinking a beer at the moment, but I think it's for research purposes because this is a Polish beer. Obviously, it's going to be much different to Czech beer, so it's all in the name of research, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. So so we haven't quite planned the trip back yet, but we're hoping to take in a couple more countries, possibly Austria, possibly Liechtenstein, maybe even a little segue through Luxembourg.
Lots of small places.
Yeah.
Except Austria, of course.
Are
that's
you
going
to stop
country.
At every place that you go to, park the Porsche next to the sign, welcome to, you know, Sweden, and then go and take a photo to prove you've been there?
Oh, feels like a lot of work, Ben.
Yeah. I don't know if I can be asked to do that.
Who have we got to prove it to?
Yeah, who cares as well?
Me. I don't believe that Johnny will be able to navigate you through any other countries.
Well,
come on, Ben. First of all, when John's driving, I'll be navigating. And secondly, when I'm driving, I'll be navigating. So,
also, we're driving the Starship Enterprise, so we can just get data to lay in a course.
Rob will never trust the sat-nav. Definitely not.
Are you bringing a map? Okay.
Well, I wasn't planning on bringing a map.
Ooh, really? He's gambling.
He's going off-piste. So yeah. The modern world.
Well, not really. It's called reading. Reading road signs.
It's reading.
I've got
idiot.
Let yourself down already, King.
What can I say? Just joining the club, aren't I, John?
I'll get that membership approved.
So, Ben, what are you going to be doing while we're away in Europe? Anything exciting?
Mappies. Changing them regularly.
Okay. Anything for your son?
No, well, the thing is, I don't have time to get to the loo when I'm feeding him. It's useful. Yeah. Enjoying life is what I'll be doing.
Excellent. Well, we'll keep you abreast of everything that we're doing.
Please do.
Despite you probably not wanting to know.
I'll send you relevant grief.
If you like, Ben, I can tell you some of the features that this car has, because I have the spec sheet right here.
Go on then.
So, we're looking at a total price for this car of £108,408. And we have a range of options, obviously, as part of that price. I think the base price is 84. So, we've got many pounds of options attached to this car. The first option is 21-inch exclusive design wheels painted in platinum silver. And they come to £2,853. Probably important we don't curb those. Yeah, and then there's the 14-way electric seats with a memory package. That's 1,300. Yeah, they go 14 ways. I assume they've got an ejector mechanism. If they haven't, they should
can
have got it up to 15.
And document on video you demonstrating those 14 ways. And if you can find more than five, I'll be very impressed.
Okay, yeah, we'll give that a go.
I don't understand how there's 14 moving parts.
I don't know either. And I don't know what an ionizer is. I guess that's something like a weapon, perhaps. That's £215.
How bizarre. Cool. Might be a useless add-on we can discuss later.
The leather is £3,206, and the sport design package that we have for this car is £3,741. The park assist system, including surround view, is £1,062. The panoramic roof system, £1,581.
Sorry, what do you mean by the panoramic roof system?
Well, I can't be sure, King, because I've only ever seen this happen in episodes before. I think the saucer section separates.
The saucer section?
Mm. Yeah, you know, where you put your cups.
Just getting confused with the Starship Enterprise again.
But yeah, there's loads of stuff. We've got air suspension as well. So it should be a lovely, comfortable... This car is essentially the opposite of the Caterham 420R we drove up to... Well, we drove first to hell and then to the beautiful land of Scotland afterwards, because it's got all the technological advancements of the modern world, whereas the Caterham had fuck all. So
not true. It had a heater.
That was the engine, though, really, wasn't it? It was just a hole through to the engine to open or close.
Yeah. Well, not true. Really, no. It had lights.
Yes, this one has lights too. They're LED headlights with the Porsche Dynamic Light System. £714.
Nice.
So yeah, it's a very advanced piece of kit. And it should be... I think we deserve this, King, because we've done a lot of trips in cars that have been
horrendous.
Really miserable. Miserable. And I think this will be incredibly relaxing, because that time I drove that Rolls-Royce from Dundee back to Devon, in one day... wasn't even tired when I got back, because it was so comfortable and capable. You never get any tired feelings from travelling. And I think it'll be a similar situation with this. I think we'll be nice and refreshed. This is what I'm hoping for anyway. I've driven a Panamera a couple of times and I thought it was a fantastic car, but it was only over short distances. I think over a long distance this is where it's going to really shine. So yeah, I think we're going to be very happy with this thing.
The main question is, can we get places quick enough to have a drink before bedtime?
Well, if you like, King, I can tell you how much power we have and the possible speed capabilities of the Enterprise, I mean Panamera. So we have, a V6 petrol engine, and the electric motor produces 136 brake horsepower by itself. So with the engine, we've got 462 horsepower and 700 newton meters of torque. Which will get us to 62 in 4.6 seconds and a top speed of 170 miles an hour. So there's potential there for large pace.
It'll do to start with.
What's the MPG like on it?
Well, that's a tricky one, because I think the MPG figures are probably bullshit. Because they think, officially, this can do 94 miles per gallon.
Right.
And I'm thinking if we get 40, that's good work. That's good work.
I've seen that sort of number before, but I think that's unrealistic.
Unless
you do like 2 miles and then charge the electric motor and use that for the rest of the journey, that's smart.
Yeah, I think 40 miles per gallon is kind of reasonable to expect, I think, in a car like this.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we don't have to fill up too often, because the fuel tank is 80 litres. So it's a sizable tank. It may be that it has a tank that size because it has an impressive range. I don't know what the range is offhand. But it's a heavy car. I think it's over 2 tonnes. So, you know, I'm not expecting it to be doing 60 miles per gallon. But I think it can travel up to about 30 kilometres, 30 miles roughly, on electric only. Mm. So if we get stuck in traffic or something, or we're going through a city, we can switch it to the pure EV mode and essentially use nothing. And then once we're back on the open road again, we can just use the engine and the motor together and gain a bit back. So, but we're going to have to play with it, see what the best sort of figures we can get out of it is. We're not going to be driving like saints, because at the end of the day, it's a Porsche, and Porsches reward enthusiastic driving, I would say, and they're meant to be driven at pace. And it's a Grand Tourer, so you know, it's meant to travel quickly across large distances. So, yeah, we're not going to be sat there trying to eke out every MPG figure we can. And we're not going to be calculating it either, because we're going to be having a good time. So whatever the car says we're doing it. So if we come back and the car says we've done 500 miles per gallon, I will conclude that we have done 500 miles per gallon. There will be no sums anywhere involved, because my brain just... No, not doing them. So, King, you're thinking of buying one of these, aren't you?
I'm thinking of buying two, actually, John. I think they're right within my price range, and I'd like one in amethyst, whatever you said it was, and the other in shocking green.
Well, I think it's just called amethyst, or amethyst metallic. That colour is £2,921. So... probably make sure you like it first.
If you're spending 100 grand on a car, 2 grand on a colour probably isn't that much.
I mean, no. And I think most customers, when they get to this sort of price point, they're happy to spend a couple of grand here and there on the stuff they really want. So yeah, we've got like over 20,000 pounds of additional extras on this. The vehicle key has a key pouch in leather. And the key is also painted. I think the key is painted to match the car, but that's £250. So there's like, you can get very, very small details on Porsches. Like, if you want to go down to seatbelt colours and stuff, you can as well. But the reason I asked if you were buying one, King, is because the service interval. I was worried about the service interval. I thought maybe this would need a lot of care, but it's 20,000 miles every 2 years, which I think's pretty good, really, for something that's sort of so advanced. So yeah, you won't have to worry about getting in for a service too often.
Well, that's good to know.
Unless you're doing 20,000 miles a month, and then probably a bit worried.
Anyway, I think that about wraps everything up, really, doesn't it, for the trip, John? I'm excited. You're excited. Ben's so excited he's had to leave.
I think he's actually upset. I think he's because he's not coming.
Yeah.
And I've just talked him through exactly what we're going in and what we're doing.
Yeah, you've basically told him what he's missing.
Yeah, I've told him we're going across Europe in a very expensive car for fun, and we're going to be visiting lots of breweries. And I know Ben can't drink a pint, but he does like half a shandy, and that's he's missing out on a fair bit there, isn't he?
Is he really? He's not missing out though, is he?
No.
He's enjoying the fruits of his own labour.
I don't think he gave birth though, King. I don't think he did anyway. We'll have to check anyway.
I think that about wraps it up for this return of smooth traffic, wouldn't you say, John?
Short but sweet, like a half a calypso.
Short but sweet. We hope to return in the near future, obviously, to tell everyone about our trip, and also to get
and
back
to return
some...
from Europe in general. Yes. We hope we come back,
and hopefully we'll be able to bring you some more regular podcast content once everything sort of settles down and. We'll be back regular as clockwork, just like we always are, you know, with an episode every 6 or 7 weeks when we can be asked.
Yeah.
So
so regular.
So stay tuned. Thanks very much for listening. Obviously, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we're at Smooth Traffic.
Probably not at the moment.
What?
I would say probably don't recommend. I would say if you're listening to this podcast, don't bother with us at the moment.
No. But for the period of the trip, we can tweet about this.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, it's like working with a chimp. So, yeah. So, follow us at Smooth Traffic. I am on at Robert King ESQ. John is on at The Johnny Edge. And
no H.
Ben is on paternity leave. So, there's no point in following him. So, yes. If you want to check out anything from our previous trips, then you can check out our YouTube channel. And that will probably tell you something. Or just listen back to some old episodes. I can't remember what numbers, but you're all grown-ups.
Exactly, and just listen to all of them, if in doubt.
Well, you can't listen to all of them, because some of the early ones aren't available anymore. But,
oh, okay. Well...
Including the ones for the Frankfurt trip, I believe. Which kind of makes my whole spiel completely pointless.
So recommendations fallen apart.
So, yeah. So, thanks very much for listening. If you've made it this far, then... well, that's pretty much half an hour of your life that you'll never get back. So, sorry about that. Any final thoughts, John?
No, not really. Thanks for being patient if you're waiting for the podcast. We're going to do our best to obviously get some stuff out when we can.
Yeah, absolutely.
But some things are more important than podcasting, as it turns out. And that's that's a new thing for all of us. but yeah, we'll catch you soon. Stay tuned. Follow the social media channels, if in any doubt. And then you can probably see how we're getting along on the trip. And yeah, drop us a message, say hello. And if you've got any questions about anything, we'll probably ignore you and carry on enjoying ourselves.
And I'm sure we'll have a hashtag for the trip.
Oh yeah, we'll have to think of one.
Yeah. So all that's left to say is drive safe.
Don't take heroin.